music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Adams is on. All right, folks, we're back. Hour number two, our number 800-313-9443, as you know. And we'll go right to the phones now, and we'll take our first call. And I believe it's Wayne from West Virginia. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, Rick. I hope you can hear me okay.
We can.
Okay. Well, what we just heard, which I'm glad that you played some history of what happened back then with the Bolsheviks. The question I would have is, can that happen here? And I hate to say so, but we do have Bolshevik communists right here in this country right now wanting to take over.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back in a little further than history and that, and talk about some of the things that was taking place back under when Henry Ford was involved. Of course, you know, he wrote the book, The International Jew, and him and Hitler were actually very friendly. Henry Ford built a plant over in Germany, truck company, and he helped build the trucks for the German army. Also, General Motors built the Opel plant over there prior to the war. And at that time, there was a group of business people who got together who was, a lot of them were Hitler's American business partners, which was, of course, Henry Ford, General Motors, Alcoa Aluminum, Coca-Cola, several other companies, and the Rockefellers, and they got together, and they were going to get rid of Roosevelt, which Delanor Roosevelt was his mother's name, was Delanor, who was actually from Spain originally, and she was Jewish. And that's why the Germans always referred to him as Rosenfeld.
Yes.
And there was approximately 5 million members in the Klan at that time. And, of course, the business people, they had what they called the Black Legion, which was to break up the communist unions. And but anyway, the Klan, they decided to run a guy against Roosevelt named Davis, which was from Clarksburg, West Virginia. He was an attorney. Well, he never won. They didn't think he would anyway. But Bob Byrd did win. And he became a congressman. And he was with
Senator Byrd, yeah.
Yeah, he was with the Klan. And a lot of the local offices won. I think Harry Truman won one of his Klan offices in Missouri.
So, what is the point you want to make? Because we do have limited time. But where are you going with this, Wayne?
Well, the point I want to make, there's a lot of history, and there's a lot of people, prominent people back then that was trying to stop Roosevelt and the communists.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah.
And it never happened.
No.
But
no,
there was a force out there that was trying to stop that, and I was giving you a little...
Yeah, I understand that. And you know, the way they've done it in these other countries is the way we've explained it before on previous shows. They're doing it now, and that is gun control. They want to disarm the people just as they did in Bolshevik Russia and of course, in communist China, North Korea, all of these countries we talk about today. They did it through the very means they're doing it today with these fake attacks, false flag massacres. They're imposing gun control laws so they can disarm, they think, large segments of the population when they do take over. This is absolutely history repeating itself again.
Repeating, right? Repeating, repeating. And it is also not only repeating itself, it's happening right here in good old America. And what they're doing with gun control, it seems to me, they're doing it, trying to do it state by state.
Yes, and they are.
And yes. it's happening. And if you do not believe that we can have a hellstorm right here in America, then you have nothing to worry about. But
well, you have something to worry about, but you're deluded into thinking that. That's for sure.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you, Wayne. I appreciate you. You said it well. Thanks for your call. Pat in Texas is up next. Hello, Pat.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, dear.
Okay. I want to see what's your expertise on Armand Haller. I got his book, and I've been looking at it for quite a while now, but he mentions everybody you can imagine, every Russian you if you can remember. And I didn't like him because he was friends with Senator Al Gore, Gore's father, who's you don't see how he turned out.
Yeah,
but they said he was the only non Russian, I guess, who could land in Red Square without any question whatsoever. One of our planes accidentally landed there. Remember that time? So
now you're talking about who did you say? Armand Hammer?
Yeah, Armand Hammer.
Yes, right. Exactly. Hammer and Sickle, we call them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. The baking soda and the washing powder. But he did.
Yeah.
Well, he was into making money, and he'd look at how to make money on things, which I thought was what capitalism was. I know Smedley Butler, what he says about war, and it's a cute, a small little book. And he says, for all the people killed in the war and had to buy bonds to with their little meager pay and ended up with nothing but a ruined family and ruined maimed bodies and all that, he said they should be the only ones to vote for war. he has several ways that we could stop all these people making money on war.
Well, that's true, you know, and it's unfortunately repeating again, as we say, repeating itself over and over and over again. We know in history we had some great people who warned of this, warned of what was to come. But as the previous caller said very aptly, none of this went through. That is the attempt to stop it in the bud. And, you know, I can only go back to the scriptures and say that if that had been successful and Bolshevism did not take place and the sons of Cain did not create the evil fig tree in Jerusalem after the war, then you know what? Prophecy would be interrupted and God's plan would be interfered with. We can't do that. God's plan is perfect, and he is going to destroy them just as surely as they thought they destroyed him when they crucified him. So let's take heart. Let's be happy and overjoyed that will be brought to an end.
Good prophecies. One of my friends was a prophet, and she told stuff that I hear other prophets saying all the time about how we're going to be attacked by these five nations and all that. And she named them. And all of a sudden, those heads of those states started going down there to Venezuela. I won't get into the whole of it. But we're real vulnerable because we've turned away from God. Period.
That's the reason. You know, you hit the nail on the head. And he's going to allow a little bit of paddling here. And it's not going to be pleasant, but he's going to allow it to take place for our judgment. But in the end, we will prevail and they will not. So, you know, it's going to be rough, but in the end, our people are going to have to come back to him. And that's what they'll do. You say, thank you, yeah. Pat. I have to run. Okay. Thank you for your call. You speak quite well, and I appreciate it. Joe in Rhode Island is up next. Hello, Joe. Come on up.
Hi, Rick.
Yes. Hi, Rick. Good. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Whirlwind tour.
Not too many people know that you just went to Italy for a month and came back just recently.
Right, right. One day we'll maybe do a program and
we will. Yes, yes, fascinating.
Cover the material. Mm-hmm. In regards to what you're saying, Rick, World War One and World War Two, it's written in the prophet Isaiah chapter 9, verse 21.
Yeah,
Manasseh, Ephraim. Yes. Ephraim, Manasseh, twice for emphasis, World War One and World War Two, and they mm-hmm. together shall be against Judah.
Against Germany.
Two sons yes. of Joseph. Many scholars say that the United States is referred to in the scriptures as Manasseh, means forgetful, and Ephraim would refer to the British Isles.
Yeah.
And they shall be against Judah, who would be Germany, the record keeper of the scriptures. You know, a sad, sad tale. You know, in those times, the churches were teaching the Kenite Messiah. And that's one thing that the Father really finds a problem with, and he turned his head and he allowed the Kenites to have their will with these three great sons of Abraham. Too bad, Rick. Really sad. And the telltale signs are all over Italy. You can see it right there. Someday we'll get into it further. In Italy, Rick, in my tour, ancient churches all over Italy, statues of Jesus, Mary, Michael, for example, whereas we have them stepping on the head of the serpent in this country, they have, in these ancient churches, stepping on the head of a man. I found that fascinating. It was a man that they were had their head, their foot on their neck. So it just shows you that the Kenites are the serpents of this age.
Yes, they are.
You know, it's not some ugly beast that's being stomped on as we see them in our churches. Rick, we're building the United States. We're building weapon systems that are second to none. You know, it's phenomenal the extent of the building that's going on for military purposes. Whereas the sons of Cain don't want a military war this time. So all this is all for nothing.
They don't want a worldwide military
war. Right, right. They want individual souls. That's what their mm-hmm. real goal is. They want your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real crux of the matter, this next war that's coming, this war that's coming right now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you'll see that in Revelation 18:13.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fascinating to see the buildup of weapon system, money being put into weapons all over the world.
It's a major industry. It's incredible,
isn't
it? It
could be put into such useful purposes, but no, it's we're falling into the same pattern as we did mm-hmm. in World War One and World War Two. Only they're doing they're reversing the table this time. They're going to do it with peace and prosperity.
Yeah, and economic warfare. That's the key, I think, Joe, is economic warfare for the world. That's why this Trump administration, led by the Kenites, is receiving the repercussions of waging an economic war against the communist Chinese. You see the blowback and how it's evolving into a major economic confrontation at a time when we are most vulnerable. That will be the upside-down triangle, as some have called it, you know, inverted, where America will be caught right in the middle of it.
Right. Russia, China, and the bad figs in Jerusalem. That's that upside-down triangle.
That's it. The bad fig, the evil figs. Yep.
Those are
amazing.
Esau Edomites. You know, people ask, when the popes took over in Europe, they took over the governorship of all the towns and cities and monasteries, and you have it, castles. They were responsible for the building of all the castles and everything else and all the things that go along with that. Where did the Romans go? Idumeans, where did they go? They went up into Russia from Rome.
North, yes.
Yes, they went up into Russia. Important to
note this. Very interesting.
Because you have to know the past. You have to know the past and know the future. And boy, I'll tell you, Rick, it's really getting exciting now to see the
it really is.
Extent,
yeah.
The extent to which they're going to. To pull this one off.
Well, that's why all of this whole business that we've been entreated to with Trump's implantation in the White House has been this Russiagate probe. It stems really from the illegal sanctions that were put on Russia and Iran going back to the Middle East adventurism of this empire here. And that's the real crime, the empire. What we have done to those people and not what they have done to us. So you talk about electioneering and meddling. Well, pretty obvious who's doing the meddling. And also, as you know, the evil fig tree, Jerusalem, controls the voting booth, ultimately. So who is meddling in whose affairs, you see?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, the Kenites are the most important ingredient that people have to have if they want to understand this scenario that's going on now. If they don't have that, Rick, it's really impossible. The only way
they're going to scratch their heads. Yeah.
It's a sad tale, but
they'll never understand what's happened.
Yeah,
it's amusing. You know, the other night to see Andrea Mitchell announce to the world that NBC. Told the National Intel Director that now we're going to have Putin visit the United States. Mr. Trump invited him to visit the United States. The so-called great intelligence community that we have didn't know it, but NBC told them, because NBC is part of it. The media are the largest part of this whole intel, military, industrial, political axis. You see, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be humorous.
You know, in Daniel chapter 2, it talks about the 2 feet that are holding up the image, type of the one world system at the end time. The 2 feet, well, the 2 feet happen to be iron and clay.
Yes.
And the clay would be the Christians of today. And the iron would be, of course, the Iron Curtain from old, the communists. The Christians and the communists are actually holding the entire global economy up today. And that's why they have to have a union. Even if they're telling lies one to another, they have to tell, as is written in Obadiah, they have to keep this economic one-world global system intact. I mean, in Italy, the entire natural gas system in Italy
from Russia.
Is bought from Russia.
Yeah,
Europe is being, held up by the Russians.
Yeah, Joe, I have to break. We'll have to pursue this again. Okay, we've got more to do, and Art's coming up. Thank you for your info. All right, brother, come right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
All right, thank you all. We're going to bring Art up in a minute. I just wanted to take, I believe, Kent before we do. And if you're also holding on, we'll take you when Art's here. Come on up, Kent.
Yeah, hi, Rick. I just have something really brief. I sent you an email, but
Yes, I got it.
Was I the only one that noticed that the 100th anniversary of the execution of Tsar Nicholas II was the date of this summit where...
That's very interesting.
Where we seem to have the capitulation of whatever this thing is that occupies the White House to Vladimir Putin, you know, sort of puts Putin in the ascendancy on the 100th anniversary of... it's all, you know, you can speculate, but I just happened to notice that, and I just wanted to spread that along. Yeah, that summit was the 100th anniversary of the execution of Tsar Nicholas II.
Oh, that's interesting, because we talked about that the other week, you know, and that was, again, worth noting. Thank you for that very much. All right, Kent, thanks. I got the email. Appreciate it. All right, let's bring up Art right now, and we'll take other calls along the way. Hello, Art. Welcome back to the program.
Hello, Rick. Great show as usual, and it was very interesting to hear some of the commenters. Wanted to point out one thing. For instance, one of the previous callers asked his concern about Bolsheviks in this country, and that's what got me and you involved to begin with. Is I confronted the Anti-Defamation League in a town run by the Cosa Nostra, Abington, Pennsylvania, and I confronted them with their No Place for Hate program. And in the process of doing that, I pointed out it is directly connected to the Brockman Crime Syndicate you know, part of the Chicago outfit. So my reward for pointing that out was they called me up and registered me on a national database for the Anti-Defamation League as a hate criminal. And then their commissioner, who was thrown out because I protested at the polls to get him thrown out, Commissioner Watcher basically then said to me before he got thrown out, I'm glad I'm with the ADL, B'nai B'rith. It's people like you that we have this set up. And he said, then you'll be one of the first ones to go into camps when we get full control of this country.
All right. When we get full control, huh? Wow.
Right.
That's amazing. Right. They're admitting it right before your very ears.
Correct. Right. And then I actually, then I actually, you know, talked to the, how would you say, the policing authorities, and they said, yeah, it's the mafia. Just watch your butt.
Nothing we can do, huh?
Right. Nothing we
can
do.
We've got our police under their control now in just about every single state, every single community. Now, we even had a, you know, a few weeks ago, I was marveling at the media report on war in general. I guess it had to do with some World War II veterans, and the police chief is addressing the crowd, and in it, he mentions the Holocaust. And I said, that is interesting that here we've got a police official mentioning the Holocaust in this war when so many innocents were brought to suffer and killed by the tens of millions. Now, why would he do that? Why would this stupid, dumb police sergeant, I'm sorry to say that, but I have to, why would he have to mention them first? I wonder who may be feeding him and writing his scripts for him.
It goes back to the adage, say what they say in America, how can you tell a good politician, one who stays put? Well, how many chief of police are actually going to the junkets in Israel next month in August, which is when they send over, you know, many members of Congress, chiefs of police, you know, governors and all that, just all to make sure they're on the take and basically serving the interests of the Zionism versus the interests of the people who elected them and are paying their, you know, paying their salaries to be in these positions of power.
Well, you know, they have to go and study terrorism, you know. Those little pesky little babies in little cribs might want to fire a missile at them, or maybe one of those fire balloons or rockets into the sky and interfere with a happy dinner of some poor little Israeli family that just happens to be dining on their matzah. You know, I mean, after all, they need to study and see who the real terrorists are. You understand that.
Right. As if America knew, would actually clearly delineates what's really going on out there.
Exactly. Now, you've been away. You've been busy sometime, and happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, but we're coming up on the break. But still, there are some topics that we're going to bring up today as we continue to take calls, folks. Stay on the line if you are there. And most of all, though, this business of Trump and Putin is so comical because, really, it is the forerunner of the war that will come. And it's being couched in Americanist terms about national security. Since when were people in the media concerned about national security of America? They've been more concerned about Israel's national security all along. And now we find over the years when America was threatened internally through subversion and communism, as well as externally encircling the United States, they were poo-pooing it. They were screaming McCarthyism, McCarthyism. They were screaming, oh, Cold War rhetoric. And now these are the same critters that are telling us that we got to watch out for Putin and we've got to watch out for Russian nationalism and we should be on guard against these critters, these terrible people. And we need to prepare ourselves. And, you know, a lot of people are taking note of it and they're not savvy as we are, but they're well-heeled enough mentally to see there's something foul in Denmark, you know?
Yes.
All right, we'll take a break, Art. Yeah. Stay where you are. We'll have you comment, and we'll bring up Steve and Frank and others. Stay tuned, folks. Rick Adams on Central.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. Talk about ironies, folks. I guess Andrew Hitchcock noted that today our broadcast, my interview with him that was recorded weeks ago, is being broadcast this week of this meeting. And we're talking about peace and safety in the end times, you know, creating the war peace mentality. And so I'm on today, right now, while we're doing this program, AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com. And thank you for that notation, Andrew. Also, The Deadly Experiment, Rick Adams Uncensored on YouTube. And we've been picking up some interesting new people as well. All right, let's go back. Art, your comments again, and before we take some calls.
Yes, basically, as you know, Mossad says, by disinformation we shall wage war. What's going on here with the Putin, you know, and Trump and the Russian link is it's a diversion. It's a diversion to basically get the American public not to focus on the issues in this respect. Mm-hmm. That the Democrat Party has been imposing upon us uncontrolled immigration, job outsourcing, free trade, and basically economically and socially ripping this country apart. And their and that party is being basically crashing and burning right in front of our eyes. So they want a diversion so we basically don't see what's really going on, that these turkeys need to be thrown out of office, and basically they're not even fit to be a dog catcher. And that's really what we need to focus in on, is what they're really doing. not this diversionary
excellent point. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Unfortunately, the Republican Party is doing the same thing for opposite reasons, you see.
Yep.
And this is why both parties, as George Wallace once said, are corrupt. There isn't a dime's worth of difference between them. They're both more anxious, with a few exceptions, Rand Paul and a couple of others being the loyal opposition. They're all in the pockets of these criminal elite, and this is how they do it. They subvert the electoral process here in America while they point the finger at Russia, because they're orchestrating both, and they're orchestrating Red China. You know, the Geithner family going back to Kissinger, opening the door to aid and trade with communist China. Nixon was a casualty. Get rid of Nixon, bring in Kissinger and his successors, and we'll just continue to develop a regime in Red China that will serve the economic desolation in the end of America with Russia and with Eastern Europe. This talk of NATO, which is a fraud. NATO is a total waste of money and a total waste of fraud, but this industry is too powerful. It's too moneyed for people to do anything about it, essentially. We can elect better thieves, if we call them that, Republicans and Democrats. But as soon as they get there, they find out they're beholden to the powerful interests of the CFR and the other agencies that control these administrations. So that's why we have to understand how fierce the enemy is and who the enemy is. As Joe said, we got to know who these sons of Cain are and their role in these days. So, all right, let's take a call. I believe we had our next caller was going back, I believe, Steve. Okay, Steve, it's been holding for a while. Come on up.
Well, you mentioned meddling, Russian meddling, and I just have to laugh because I talked to Mike Rivero about this. But if you look at our past, what we're doing and continue to do, 800 military bases across the globe, nation building is meddling. And we've been meddling for a long time, so I have to chuckle a little bit when I hear people saying about the Russians meddling into our election. If you think about it, actually it would be just the opposite. I would see that Russia, Putin, would actually be wanting Hillary in for the reason that he could blackmail her. You blackmail people, you can control them. You'd have them right in your back pocket. So when people say that the whole DNC hacking and all that stuff, they're forgetting all the facts of this case of Seth Rich. He's not even a part of this whole puzzle, and he is. He's very much a big part of this puzzle because he was the one who actually was the leaker of the DNC files against Hillary and handed over to WikiLeaks owner Julian Assange. So if you go to the facts, the true facts of this case here, then the truth would be out, and there would be no Russian collusion, there would be no Russian meddling. But the mainstream media does not want to talk about the facts. They don't want to talk about Seth Rich. It was a robbery, and of course, we know it was not a robbery. Mm-hmm. So it's the facts of this case here. Like I said, 800 military bases across the globe, that is nation building, that's meddling. That's meddling in other people's affairs.
Also, before we get to nation building, we have to use the term nation wrecking, don't we?
That's true. You wreck it before you rebuild it. Correct.
There you go. The Marshall Plan, World War II.
Yeah. And this whole industry, I have yet to see one politician stand up and saying, we are continuing to make the world volatile, make it unstable, with selling weapons to other countries to keep the world unstable. And all that does is increases your DOD spending, and we are going to spend ourselves into debt, kind of like what Russia did, the Soviet Union did. We're going to keep spending and spending on military, and the infrastructure is going to fold.
Well, that's what's already happened. Yeah, it's already there. We can't even drive on roads anymore. Yeah.
Appreciate it, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you held on. I appreciate that. All right, we have Frank and Laura. Frank, come on up, buddy. Thank you for that wonderful envelope, by the way, Frank.
You're welcome, Rick. Hey, you were talking. Hello, Art.
Hello.
Hey, Rick, you were talking earlier about the media being, a large part of the intelligence community, mm-hmm. and, the propaganda arm, right? And you were talking about Andrea Mitchell was interviewing an individual. What was his title? National Security?
Well, that was a National Intel Director, currently Dan Coats, yeah.
Coats. I know he came on board somewhere, but I forget now where he came
from.
Well,
wasn't he the senator exactly. from Indiana, Senator Dan Coats, for years?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I'm not real
so
familiar.
So you see the relationship from one political entity to Intel to the media back and forth. It's one big circle, Frank. Yeah, I agree.
And then Andrea Mitchell, you know, Americans, you know, watching that don't realize that she's Jewish because she's got a nice little name there and that she's also the wife of a former Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan, who's also Jewish, and most Americans don't know that he's Jewish. Most Americans don't know that the Federal Reserve is a Jewish operation. You know,
wouldn't you like to be a little, wouldn't you like to be a little fly in that household? With a microphone attached?
Yeah. Well, you know, I understand that actually, you know, somebody told me, and they were serious, that she actually puts out the talking points of, like, for the mainstream talk shows. Each morning, like at 5 a.m. or 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, that she puts out the talking points, and they choose from what she puts out there. I mean, I'm not saying that she makes the decision, but I don't know whether she does or not, but I mean, you know, she's given the task of putting that out there for the talk show hosts out there in the mainstream media. This is what is kosher. This is what you can or can't talk about. And anyway, all right, I'll get out of your way.
Well, no, thank you. Thank you for those comments, Frank. And I did send you some emails, too. Hopefully you got them as well. Thank you again. All right.
Can I comment?
Sure you may, Art, of course.
Okay. There's the article called The Last Jewish Gangster by Myron Sugarman, who presents his information to Shavad Lugovitcher. In there, he clearly states that the former head of the Federal Reserve Bank, Alan Greenspan, was directly tied with the mafia out of Vegas.
I know. The whole gangster Federal Reserve, the National Treasury, the Secretary of the Treasury, going back way before even Eisenhower, going back to Roosevelt, Morgenthau, Henry Morgenthau came up with the Morgenthau plan to castrate the Germans and so forth. You know, I mean, they were in control of the Treasury, the same Bolsheviks that killed the Tsar and the families and millions of others. I mean, come on, the same lineage. Right, what's so hard about that to understand?
Huh? Well, what's hard to understand is that people don't, you know, look at the Federal Reserve Bank as it has some type of authority. The authority it has is directly tied to the syndicate, okay? So, you know, there's a direct one-to-one connection there. People think, you know, that they're, you know, a benevolent manager of the American financial system, and that's far from the truth. They're more like a Capone shaking, you know, with a racket shaking down all the businesses and that they have influence over. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, you're right. You see it correctly. You've got good glasses, 20/20 vision, and that's absolutely bears repeating every single time. It's one big happy family. And we are the suckers, the American goy, the world goy, particularly in our European brother countries that have been destroyed over the years all across the globe. Those are the ones that are under attack mostly. And it's amazing how, you know, you talk about illegal immigration, so-called immigration. It's really an invasion, as we know. But look at these Asian countries. These Asian countries control their population and their admissions policy very tightly, don't they? They do not allow other races to take up space there in any vast numbers because they want their races to be pure. Just like the racist Jewish entity in the Middle East, it wants an exclusive estate, which brings me to Jerusalem Watch again. And that tells us what they have just done with their national state policy of saying it is a Jewish homeland for Jews and no one else, those who can prove they are of a pure race. I mean, doesn't that sound like what they call Nazism?
Well, what is the Z in the word Nazi? Wasn't that the
Ashkenazi?
Yes, right. Right, so people don't realize that when you scream somebody's a Nazi, you're actually also talking about Zionism. Okay, the Zionist organization in Europe actually teamed up with the National Socialists to create the Nazis. And somehow that part of Nazism just isn't talked about. And you're
maybe they haven't uncovered it yet. You know, they're finding all kinds of artifacts going back thousands of years now, and scripts that certain Hollywood producers were going to produce. You know, Kubrick, for one, Stanley Kubrick, on a Holocaust survivor who fled to Brazil. But maybe they just didn't find out who was really in control of these key positions in Nazi-occupied Germany. So that, you know, there's always hope that they might find out. Right, Art?
Correct. You got it.
Let's take Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hello, gentlemen. Hey, I like to troll some of these Zio Christian channels on my dishnet and to see what kind of thing, information I can get about Israel. Well, today I got two good bits of information. They were talking about how most of the computer companies in the United States are going to open research and development factories in Israel. Apple already has two, and they're going to do a third. The other bit of information that got shocked me, it said that Israel is planning on going to the moon and planting the Israeli flag on the moon. And I wondered if that had anything to do with Donald Trump's Space Force. I'm sure it's going to be on our dime.
Oh, I read that. Yeah, yeah, they're ahead of everybody else, space technology and everything. They led the way, and they consider themselves to be a major number two power, military power across the world. And God gave them that land, they say. So they have every right and obligation, you know, to be able to impose their will on everyone, because they know better, and they are better. I think you'll agree with that, Laura, won't you?
Yeah, really. Yeah, you really get a lot out of these shows if you watch them. And they tell you who they are, what they're doing.
Yes,
it's
they do.
It's a good way to troll them.
But right.
I was shy. I didn't know about that they're planning on going to the moon.
Oh, yeah, I had read that a couple of weeks ago or so. You gotta go to the Israeli press and what's meant for American consumption or outside consumption. You know, it's all scripted, too, but sometimes you'll get more truth there than anywhere else, you see? So you go to the Times of Israel and you know, go to the Jerusalem Post online, and they'll give you the heads up. It's funny how when it appears there first, no matter what the story is in their press, it somehow creeps into the Associated Press News Bureau within a matter of hours or a day or so later. Isn't that amazing? The same article, same slant, word for word. Amazing. Thank you very much, Laura, for your
Thank you.
You bet. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams with Art. Art, you know, Joe alluded, the caller alluded to something going on, the upside down triangle. That includes Red China. What is going to happen now? We talk about quotas and sanctions and so forth, but the price of petroleum here in America has been held steady by the same cabal of oil companies internationally. And I've been thinking, saying all they have to do if they wanted to bring down this economy, which they don't yet, when they do, all they have to do is raise the price of oil. Do to us what they've done to Iran, what they've done to other nations, and the Russia and Turkey alliances and so forth. So what do you think about the squeeze, the big economic squeeze with all these imports from slave labor in China?
Well, I think about how it first began when you talk about Kissinger. And if you look at all the companies doing business over there, majority of them have direct ties to the Zionist agenda. And the same also goes with India. And it also ties in what you were saying about how business is booming in Israel. It's booming because they're replacing American labor, putting U.S. people out of work so they can get control of the world economy. That's what I think is going on. So what's happening, I see, is Trump is saying, you know, the tariffs have to come into play. Otherwise, they're going to bankrupt the U.S. economy or take it over, you know, take over our government by an economic control. So,
Oh, yeah. I mean, ideally, that would be the case. At the same time, we have all these free trade zones, though, Eastern free trade zones. We've got them in South America and everything. So these imports, NAFTA hasn't been repealed, are still killing American jobs.
Correct. So what I think is, you know, basically America's finally come to the point, you know, with a $20 trillion debt. that they have to do something about the trade imbalance before it basically goes over the tipping point and turns us into a third world banana republic economy. And as I was saying before, somewhere between $20 trillion and $60 trillion, that is going to happen. So I think we're, you know, if we go above $30 trillion in debt, I think we're basically real close to, you know, a Great Depression like 1929, or basically turning into a third world economy, just like, you know, Brazil or whatever. So that's what they're trying to do, is put a stop to it. But it's like putting your finger into the hole in that dam that's ready to burst. So I see it.
Yes, I agree. But we are seeing inflation now, price inflation, rise tremendously, which puts the kibosh on all these politicians talking about all the jobs they're bringing into our states. And good-paying jobs, it means nothing because everything else is rising accordingly. The cost of living, certainly the cost of borrowing, and borrowing is up. Okay, we'll come right back with more. Stay tuned. Right.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
All righty. Hey, we have a few minutes left, folks. If you are on the line or you're dialing in, 800-313-9443. Art, his site, as you know, folks, is noplaceforcorruption.com. One word, noplaceforcorruption.com. Dr. K's, of course, is nodisinfo.com. He's busy. He's away shortly. He'll be back, and he's certainly got some good stories up there about some of the fake massacres in the past month or so. We're about due for more. we're about due for more claimed attacks, including, you know, school massacres and so forth. So watch for that, folks. Be aware that we are in a very tenuous time. From week to week, the media bosses will focus our attention wherever they get their marching orders to do so from this powerful synagogue of Satan. Art, you have a few minutes here if you'd like to chime in areas that you haven't maybe talked about in a while or caught up on. Do you have anything for us?
Yes. Right now I'm still fighting Agenda 21 with the electric smart meters. I found out that the company that is doing this in my area, which is Philadelphia Electric Company, part of Exelon, a Chicago boys business, that they had an option to allow people to opt out of the installation of smart meters. It's being held up by Pennsylvania State Representative Robert Gotzel, who is a director of the Annenberg National Constitution Center. So one can see by clearly what's going on there that the fix is in for putting these dangerous smart meters onto people's properties. Why I'm fighting it in litigation is to you know, basically stand up to the freaking cabal, to let them know that they're not going to push me around.
Amen.
I want to put, yeah, so it's a rough road to go, but I'm going to fight them and take it through.
You have been. Yeah, you've been doing it. Good for you. Taking a good stand, and, you know, people need to do the same thing in these areas where we have, in your area, smart meters. You get the smart TV, smartphones and everything, and now the evidence is coming out about the danger of radioactivity and people getting sick and cell phones contributing to it and all of these tumors and so forth and so on. You know, it's all too real. It's not made up stuff. And, the reports are now coming out, and I don't doubt them at all. Cancer now is at an all-time rise in America, and other diseases as well. Autism, young people today, young kids are having all kinds of debilitating problems mentally from the number of vaccines they're getting. They're proposing more vaccinations, telling us that this is what we need, even an anti-cancer vaccination, which will be a cancer-causing
right.
virus injected, pathogens in them, you see?
Right. Now, from a legal point of view, if you're being forced to have a smart meter put in your property, you need to get it in writing to you and the company. If you have to use a lawyer, use a lawyer. Clearly state that it's being done under terms of duress, that you're going to lose power to your property. Okay? By saying duress and have it written as the terms of acceptance, that puts back onto that power company any and all legal responsibility for anything that could go wrong.
Oh, yeah. And, you've done that. Yeah, I know.
Right.
I know. Oh, and it's on your site, right? No Place for Corruption.
Yes, it's on about PICO, correct.
And, all right, great. Well, I hear the music. Unfortunately, folks, we're out of time. Great show again. Great opportunity. I have a surprise guest next week from Charlottesville. Took place a couple of years ago, so stay tuned. We'll be back. Support RVN and Art and all of us, and pray for us most of all. Thank you, Art. You take care. We'll see you again next time.
You got it. Have a good day, sir.
Okay, brethren, we'll talk to you, God willing, next week. Until then, Yahweh bless you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.